Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Nasty Breaks by Charlotte and Aaron Elkins. Acknowledgements. Sad to say, the Quanachagachog Public Golf Course and the Mooncussers Inn are fictional. Other establishments and locations on Block Island are real, and we thank John and Leslie Sisto of the Book Nook in Old Harbor for showing us the lay of this lovely chunk of rock-bound New England coast. Chief William McComb and Sergeant Troy Reynolds of the New Shoreham Police Department set us straight on island police matters and patiently answered our slew of generally queer questions. And Joe Gores, fellow mystery writer and marine salvage expert, generously filled in some of the many gaps in our knowledge of deep-sea diving. Prologue, April 19, 1971. Up through the dark waters he rose, trailing bubbles, like some black buoyant monster from the depths. Seen from the deck of the Virginia II, he was like a great marine flower growing and foaming and blossoming before them as he neared the gray, rain-pocked surface of the sea. His face was turned up. The two men under the awning on the deck could see that through the water, turned up and joyful, and even before he broke through, he had torn off his face mask and mouthpiece, so that he was laughing and choking and trying to talk all at once. As he groped for the ladder on the side of the boat, the two men above looked down at him and laughed too, although they weren't sure what they were laughing at yet. Whatever it was, Andy had come up with good news, and they were more than ready to laugh about that. Once he had hooked one arm over a rung, he held up a squat, thick, greenish drinking glass in his other hand. "Stu, Benny, look!" The two men on the boat whooped. Benny Trotter at 45, the oldest of the three, leaned over the side, snatched the tumbler out of Andy Gottlieb's hand, held it to